Head across the border to South Australia now because Michael Hickmont, who we spoke about at the start of the program, is on the verge of claiming the Metropolitan Trainers title in South Australia. He leads Team McAvoy by three and he's got a good team in today. Michael, good morning. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm just driving, so there's a little bit of background noise. I apologise.
Mate, your stat is quite amazing. Country versus city, and I think it's going to tell us a fair bit about the nature of your business and the focus. You're 31st on the country list, so you're barely training a country winner. You're rarely sighted out of town. But in town, you've had 40 winners at a strike rate of 20.5, and you lead the Giants, McAvoy and Stokes. It's amazing that you've been able to create such a boutique stable of basically metro-class horses.
I'll take that as a compliment. So, no, look, to be honest, I'm that busy developing the farm at the moment. On Wednesdays, I'd prefer to be at work at the farm. But, no, in all seriousness, no, it is a direct focus. And you know, it's about getting returns for owners. And horses probably need to be racing on a Saturday here in South Australia to warrant staying here from a longer-term point of view. Obviously, to kick off or for specific, you know, type of qualifying races or maidens and things like that. You know, the provincials are good, but I think, you know, heading forward, that's the direction that both myself and Jessica, you know, head into with our stable.
Michael, the Murray Bridge setup, I mean, the track looks quite spectacular and you've been based there for a little while now. That's obviously working well for you.
Yeah, look, it's the way I like to train. I did base myself at Morphinville when I originally came back down from Darwin for a couple of years, and I just didn't like being in the city. My vision is that Murray Bridge will be like Cranbourne-esque or Ballarat-esque, where the main, main training base will be, and I wanted to be the first one there, and really looking forward to the stables getting started. We're getting the first lot of on-course stables there, so I'm looking forward to those being started soon, and the farm that I purchased is only 18 minutes away from Gifford Hill, so it's the locality behind it all is perfect.
Michael, you're still young, but it seems a long time ago now that when we thought of Michael Hickmont, we thought of Darwin and the Darwin Cup. It's been an amazing transition, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, I was very lucky and spent a lot of time in Darwin, and I was working for LJ Hooker up there as well at the time. I was lucky enough to win 3 Darwin Cups, and this has always been a goal to come down here and establish myself, and it's been a path, and obviously I've said to you and I've spoken about it, Matt, before about my previous kind of, you know, vision was all the good horses I had, I was selling them to Hong Kong and to Singapore to get a financial base behind me to buy my properties.
What would it mean for you to win the premiership as the trainer, but also if you could do the double with Jess in the jockeys premiership?
That would really top it off. Jess and I are just in the car going to the races now, it would mean 100% to win it, obviously as a trainer, but you know, 110% to win it with Jess. You know, so from that point of view, it's been a goal and. Look, we both need to come out swinging today still. Tony McAvoy will win the first, from what I hear from the ownership group. He'll be winning, he's got great chances all day. He's a wonderful trainer, and this is obviously something that he's really targeted. You only have to look at his runners over the last 4 weeks. He really wants to win it, and I've got to respect that he does. So, and at the same time, Jessica's going up against Todd Pannell, who's a rider who I've got the most enormous amount of respect for. He's ridden a fair few winners for us as well at a very high strike rate, so we both need to go there and do our jobs today.
I'm wondering what the mood's like in the car heading to the races. I don't think there's ever been a more important race meeting for you or Jess. We didn't want to hassle Jess this morning because we thought this is a day where she will be blinkered and focused, and so we thought we'd talk to you. So just glance across to Jess. What sort of a vibe are you reading off Jess this morning?
We've just been talking rubbish the whole time. There's nothing to stress about. We've done our job. So I don't even think we've talked about the races today.
Fair enough too. So Jess is on 63 and Panels on 62, and just a glance through their rides, their decks are stacked, but you have as well, haven't you? Just going through, it looks like you've been aware of the situation with the premiership and you've thrown as much ammo at today as you possibly could.
Yeah, I'm not going to have many runners for the next few weeks. still at the moment, even just establishing the farm, we've only ever got 26 in the main stable. So, we don't have a heap of horses there all the time. So, that, in all seriousness, Reynolds should be a good chance today. Lord Boozeron, I'm kind of asking him to do the impossible, but he's a tough little fella, and Echo's Eternity is going well, but I'd like his place to have it, win, lose, or draw by the last race. I don't want to watch the last race in with that much nervousness, but everything aside, it's a real honour to be in that type of position. You know, you only have to look at the people that have won South Australian premierships, the Cummings, the Hayes, obviously Tony's won it, Philip Stokes. They're people that I've idolised growing up and watched growing up. So to possibly have my name there alongside them would be a huge honour.
That last race today, Michael, that might be the biggest highlight across Australia for the day, because you've got the favourite in the race, but McAvoy's have got Violinist, who's about third favourite, and Todd Panel's on the other third favourite, No Name Lane, and yourself and Jess have got Echoes in Eternity. So it could turn out to be a real nail-biter on a very long day.
It could be. So, look, I love that little filly in the last. She's owned by a very, very, very close friend of mine, Andrew Maloney, who's not really a friend, he's family to me. So regardless of the result of the premiership, it's always important that she runs.
Now, we weren't going to hassle Jessica because it is game day, but it sounds like she's in a pretty cruisy mood. Could you ask her if she's up for a two-minute chat, Michael?
Yeah, I'll ask her now. I'll put her on loudspeaker. There you go.
Hey, guys.
How you feeling, Jess?
Pretty good.
Bit nervy or cool as a cucumber?
I think I'm more excited, if anything. Nerves haven't really hit me yet, so I think that's a good sign.
Well, we're all cheering you on today. Any trash talk going on there? What do you do to celebrate? Who's the one that will be taking charge tonight?
Well, I think I've got a couple of friends organising things for me, so I don't have to worry about that. So I guess it'll be a surprise later on, but all focused on the races at the moment.
Who's your best today, do you think, Jess?
I'm pretty keen to be riding Reynolds. I think he's a really good chance.
Is it going to be hard to not be mindful of Todd Panel in every race today?
Definitely. Obviously, I will be mindful of him, and I'll be watching out where he's placing his horses and his results. But I can only control so much, so I'll be focusing on each race as it comes and doing my best to get the best out of my horses today.
Jess, good luck today. Good luck to Michael. We look forward to hopefully cheering you both on for a couple of premierships, and then we might even see you back in Melbourne with that nice rising three-year-old Taunting, hopefully heading towards the Caulfield Guineas. So we'll look forward to that as well. Good luck, Jess.
Thank you.